朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
11月份一个感恩的季节。
November is the season for Thanksgiving.
你有没有长存一颗感恩的心？
Do you have always a thankful heart?
虽然我们不在农业的社会，所以我们体会不到收成的喜乐。
Even though we are not in agriculture anymore, but we cannot appreciate, maybe we cannot appreciate the joy of harvest.
但是呢，我们可以回想这一年神给我们的恩典，我们仍然应当存感恩的心。
But we can look back what the blessing God gave us during this year, so we can have a thankful heart.
其实感谢和爱都是一样需要表达出来的。
Just like a love and thanks has to also to be expressed.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们要常常说感谢的话。
So Bible teaches that we have to say thank words of thanks.
在圣经里面有一卷很短的一卷书。
In the Bible, there's a very short book.
这一卷书没有讲什么神学的大道理。
And in this book, there's no great theologies in this book.
就是很简单，像我们平常写的信一样。
And just very simple, just like the simple letters we write.
但它被放到圣经里面是有一定的道理。
The reason is in the Bible because there must be a reason.
虽然它是充满了人情味。
Full of human love.
但它蕴含着一项很重要的道理，就是社会的伦理。
And it contains a very important facts, you know, moral of the, in the society.
我们常常用的对人权的尊重。
And to respect of human rights.
短短25节的经文却充分地表现出基督徒之间的友谊和爱心。
In the very short 25 verses, it fully expressed the love of our Christians have for each other.
就是我们刚才读的腓利门书。
And that's the book of Philemon that we just read.
今天早上我们一同的来认识这一卷书。
And today, in the morning, we will come to learn about this book.
我们一起低头做个祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父，我们带着一个饥渴慕义的心来到你的面前。
Lord, we come with our eager and thirsty heart.
求主的圣灵运行在我们心里面，使我们的灵醒悟过来。
So ask Holy Spirit to be in our hearts such that can awaken our hearts.
让我们对主你的话是真实的渴慕。
And so we can eagerly to listen to your heart.
因为你说我们若张口，你就要大大的充满我们。
Because you said when we open our mouth, you will fill us.
求主今天借着腓利门书，让我们心里面都得畅快。
So using today's book of Philemon, we can receive this joy.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen. 这一卷书有四个收信的人或单位。
And these letters, we have four entities for this person who receives.
当然腓利门是主要的收信人。
And Philemon is the main receiver of this letter.
还有他的妹妹或者是他的妻子，我们不晓得，不确定，叫做亚非亚。
And Aphia, maybe his brother or his wife, we are not sure.
Not brother, sister.
Oh, the sister, sorry.
如果是他的妹妹的话，那他这个亚基布就可能是他的妹夫。
If it's his sister,And then Archippus would be his brother-in-law.
如果是他的妻子的话，那么亚基布就可能是他的儿子。
If Aphia is his wife, and then Archippus should be his son.
最后就是在他家里面的教会，就是哥罗西的教会弟兄姐妹。
And then the family attends the church, it would be the, Colossians church.
那这一个故事，这一个书信的写信的动机是什么呢？
So what is the motivation of writing this letter?
就是腓尼门他有一个奴隶啊，名字叫做阿尼西姆。
And his, Philemon has a slave, his name is Onesimus.
那不晓得是为着什么缘故呢？他就偷了主人的东西跑掉了。
For some reason, he stole some properties from his master and he ran away.
他跑到罗马的时候就遇见了保罗。
And he ran away, he went to Rome and he met Paul.
保罗当时被关在罗马的监狱中，等候要向皇帝上诉。
And that time, Paul was waiting to appeal to Caesar in prison.
阿尼西姆听了保罗向他所讲的福音，他就信了主。
Onesimus heard the gospel from Paul and believed.
他信了主以后有非常大的改变。
And after he believed, he had a very big transformation.
他愿意留下来在监狱中继续的照顾保罗，替他烧饭端水。
And he wanted to remain in the prison to serve Paul, helping him.
但是保罗没有自私的把他留下来。
Paul didn't want to be selfish and keep by keeping him.
保罗反而鼓励他要回到他主人那里去认罪。
Now, Paul encouraged him to go back home to confess, repent to his master.
当时这个奴隶的制度是这样，对于逃跑的奴隶是绝对不软手。
And that, based on that, the rules of that day, the slave that escaped, has to be ruthlessly, treated.
所以如果抓到了这个逃跑的奴仆的话，主人有权把他杀死的。
And so if you capture this, slave that run away, you may have the right to kill him.
保罗把阿里西姆差派回去，就附着一封信让他带回去给他的主人。
So Paul sent Onesimus back to his master and had him carry his letter.
保罗是要劝他的主人腓尼门能够饶恕接纳他。
And this letter, Paul wants to, suggest his master to forgive him and then, take him back.
那我们来看看腓尼门这一卷书。
So let's look at this book.
首先开始的时候他来问候腓尼门，我们刚才已经解释过了。
So he, the beginning, he sent the greetings, as we already said.
最后他就说愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
He said, the grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord to be with you.
在这一封信的开始问安的时候，保罗提到两件事情。
So in this greeting, section, he mentioned two things.
一个是上帝的恩惠。
And then one is the grace of God.
一个是上帝的平安。
Another is the peace of God.
什么是上帝的恩惠呢？
What is grace?
就是上帝所赐予我们生活上的满足。
And that's what grace means, the things, provisions that give us in our life.
人的恩惠通常都是满足我们外在的需要。
And the man's provision are to satisfy our material things.
拉一点人际关系啦，帮助我们找到一份工作。
And help us a little bit here on the personal relationship and to help us like find a job.
但是神的恩惠都是满足我们里面的需要。
But God's provision is to fulfill our inner needs.
好像在使徒行传说到，就如神常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足，然后怎么样，能够满心的喜乐。
Just like in a book of Acts, it says, He shows kindness by giving you rain from heaven, crops in their season, provides plenty of food, fills your hearts with joy.
我们知道一个人内心的满足是不能够用尺寸深斗去衡量的。
We know that we cannot measure the inner joy.
只有你体会到了，你才知道什么是神的恩惠。
Once you experience it, you will understand what means God's grace.
就是在凡事上你都满足。
So that means you'll be happy, satisfied in everything.
第二，神的平安是什么？
So what is God's peace?
就是一种内在的宁静。
And there's a peace in you.
1735年，当约翰·卫斯理他坐船从英国到美国来的时候，船遇到大风浪。
John Wesley in 1743, when he came to this, across
the, from England to,
from England to the United States, he was faced a storm.
这个大风浪使他坐的船像摇篮一样的，大家都非常的惊恐。
And this big storm rocked the boat and everybody was threatened and fearful.
但是他却注意到有一小批的人，他们在那里唱诗赞美神。
But he noticed that once a small group of people, they were sitting there and singing songs and praising the Lord.
他们为什么一点都不害怕呢？
And why wasn't there, weren't there afraid?
事后他就去问他们说，你们是谁？
And then afterwards, he went to them and asked them,
原来是一群莫拉维亚弟兄会的移民。
And then there were a group of Moravians, brothers.
这件事情对约翰·卫斯理有非常大的影响。
And that was very impactful in his life.
这就是为什么以后他会追求内在的生活，追求圣洁。
And that's how, why he's, afterwards he seek the pure, lifestyle and then peace in his heart.
因为真正的平安不是外在的环境能够影响的。
Because the true peace is no, it cannot be affected by the other factors outside.
主耶稣在约翰福音14章他这样的说。
And John, Jesus said in John 14,
他说我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。
I leave a peace to you.
他说我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁也不要胆怯。
I do not give you as the world gives you. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
神要给我们他的恩惠和平安。
God wants to give his peace and his grace.
因此我们要向神来感恩。
Therefore, we had to offer our thanksgiving.
接下去第五节到第七节，他说：“我祷告的时候提到你，常为你感谢我的神，因听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心，愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善事都是为着基督做的。兄弟啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰。”因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。这里提到腓利门有三种的心。
In verses 5 to 7, he mentioned three kinds of heart.
保罗为这三种的心来感谢神。
And Paul offered these three things for thankfulness.
第一个就是爱心是一种热忱的付出。
And first one is loving heart to give out warmly, enthusiastically.
我也要为我们当中有一些弟兄姐妹，他们真实的有个爱心而感谢神。
And I want to offer my thanks for those brothers who really gave out passionately.
他们是默默的在那里牺牲自己来服侍弟兄姐妹。
They offered themselves and working behind the scenes.
不管他是在那里收奉献做账，或者是在那里服侍照顾小孩。
No matter whether they are doing, taking care of the kids or taking care of the offerings.
我们能够安心坐在这里敬拜神，都是因为有人在那里用爱心来服侍我们。
The reason we can sit here and quietly and worshiping is because there are others helping, serving.
我们要为他们这种爱心的摆上来感谢神。
We want to offer all thanks for them, their offering themselves.
第二方面就是信心，单纯的信靠神。
The second heart is faithful heart.
真正的信心是越受考验，是越坚强的。
And the true heart of faith is the more you've been tested, the strong you are.
好比在 Texas Southern Springs 这个枪杀案。
Just like in Sutherland Spring in Texas, the what happened in church.
有人怀疑说为什么神容许这样的事情发生在他自己教会他的家里呢
So people question why such horror things happen in his house.
所以他们选择神不可信。
So they chose not to trust in God.
但是那真正信靠神的人却会觉得这是神对他们提醒这个世界是邪恶的。
For the true believers, they are more confident that this is another sign that the world is evil.
不能够把这个世界当作朋友来信任。
And you cannot use this incident to trust.As a friend.
纵然这一些人失去了他们的亲人反而他们的信心更坚强。
For those who lost their loved ones, their faith has gained growth.
这个说明真正的信心不是从人自己里面出来的。
That means the true faith is not coming from our inside.
而是神所赋予的。
And that's the provision given by God.
只要我们肯接受这个信心就会越来越坚强。
And if we can accept that, and our faith will grow.
第三颗心就是一个恒心。
The third one is the,
persistence. 就是持续的去帮助别人。
And so you can consistently helping people, others.
这个年头要召唤一些人来做事情容易。
And this, now we can, it's easy to get people to get involved to do things.
昨天我们在这里来清扫教堂很多人都愿意来。
Yesterday we have the church cleanup. Many people came.
但是叫你委身于一个持之以恒的事工就难了。
But it is very hard to get someone to commit for a long term.
那每一周都要做清洁的工作就没有人愿意来承担。
If we want to do the chore every week, not many people will show up.
我们到 Over the Rhine 去准备感恩节的一顿丰盛的午餐，大家愿意做。
And if we go to Over the Rhine to prepare Thanksgiving lunch, many will come.
但是叫你预备每个月一次的爱宴，那大家就觉得困难。
But many will feel difficult to do prepare a love feast every month.
叫我负责一项事工，我愿意；叫我做执事，那就是做奴隶了。不行。
Just asking to do one thing, that's okay, but commit myself to be a deacon like a slave, no.
所以我常说一个人的侍奉和他属灵的生命有直接的关系。
So I always said that the mind to serve is proportional to his life, spiritual life.
如果他里面的那个属灵的生命不成熟他就跟不上。
And if his inner spiritual life is not mature enough,He cannot follow.
其实教会是我们属灵的家是属于每一个人的。
And actually, the church is our spiritual home. It belongs to everyone.
你不能只享受而不贡献。
And you cannot just enjoy and then without contributing.
在教会里面事工超过100项的。
And there's over 100 ministries in the church.
你不能说我只参加一项就够了。
And you cannot just say, I'll just do one.
我们当中很多位都是三四项、四五项以上。
Many of among us are doing serving in many ministries. Three.
因此呢，在我们当中，如果有这样的人，有这三种的心，有爱心、有信心、有恒心，我们就要特别的尊重他们。
And if someone has these three kinds of hearts, we should respect them.
你们要尊重的不是牧师，不是传道人，不是长老，也不是执事。
Those elders and deacons and ministers are not only ones to be respected.
你们要尊重的是那有真正爱心、信心和恒心的人。
The ones who has these three hearts, with as loving heart, faithful hearts, and persistent heart, you should deeply respect them.
众圣徒的心因为这些人就得到了畅快。
Paul says, you become joyful because they have their hearts.
当我们受了别人恩惠的时候，我们应当感谢。
When we receive the help, we should offer our thanks.
我们感谢的时候也应当明白的说出来。
And then we also have to express ourselves.
有一次我接到我女儿寄给我的一封信。
Once I received a letter from my daughter.
我很吃惊，又不是我过生日，也不是也不是师母过生日，她寄信给我干什么？
So I was surprised. It wasn't my birthday nor my wife's birthday. Why she wrote the letter to us?
是一张卡片，里面这样的写。
And it was a card that includes such saying.
女儿说，当我理解到为什么我这么快就能体会到天父的爱。
When I realized that I can understand God's love so quickly.
我就不得不提笔写信给你。
And wonder, make me to take my pen and write such a letter.
说因为我有一些朋友同学，他们很难体会到天父的爱。
Because I have a friends who they have a hard time understanding the love from God.
因为从小他们的父亲 abuse 他们，或者是 abandon 他们，放弃他们。
Because many of their parents has abused them or abandoned.
所以他们很难去体会天父的爱是什么东西。
So they have a hard time in understanding the love of our Heavenly Father.
我女儿说，她说我很幸运，因为我有一位爱我的父亲。
I'm so lucky that I have a father who loves me.
我看到了，我的眼泪都快掉下来了。
When I saw that, I was tears in my eyes.
我们要向人表示感谢，就得说出来。
When we express our thankfulness, we should talk out.
接下去保罗他转移到另外这一封信的主题。
And then, Paul switched the theme of this letter.
就是与人帮助人和好的一种职份工作。
And that means the ministry of how to make peace with others.
保罗是劝告腓尼门跟阿尼西姆要和睦。
And he was trying to encourage the making peace between the Onesimus and then Philemon.
因为天父要我们和睦。
Because God, Heavenly Father, wants us to be
耶稣基督叫做和平之子。
And Jesus Christ is the principle of peace.
他来到这个世界就是要做成我们与天父我们与人之间的和睦。
He came to this world, it's just to make peace between us and Heavenly Father.
因此保罗在这里告诉我们怎么样子去修补人际之间的关系。
And here Paul tells us, show us how to fix, remain, personal relationships.
第一他说要放下自己的身段。
First he said, it's lower your own status.
第八节他说我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你合一的事然而像我这样有年纪的保罗现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的宁可凭爱心求你就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你他从前与你没有益处但如今与你我都有益处保罗说按着神的道理按着我的年纪按着我在做监牢你都应当接受我的建议。
And so according to my age, and then because I'm in chain in prison for sake of Jesus, you should listen to me.
但是保罗没有这样讲。
But he didn't say that way.
他是谦卑自己，他不求这种的权利。
And he humbled himself and then not using that rights to do this.
他是使徒，他可以要求别人，但是他没有运用这样的权柄。
He was an apostle. He didn't use his authority to ask people.
这些年来我发现什么时候我说我是主任牧师那个就是我强词夺理的时候。
And many years, when I noticed that if I use, I'm a senior pastor, I'm using my authority to do things.
我们做神的仆人应当谦谦和和的对待人。
And then being the servant of God, We should be humble.
师母常常提醒我说我是一个心里骄傲的人。
My wife always suggests me I'm a proud person.
我想她讲的是绝对对的因为她很了解我。
And she must be very right because she understands me very well.
我们应当放下自己的身段。
We should lower our status.
然后我们应该用恳求的语气。
And we should use our tone to appeal to others.
一个要帮助别人的，你自己先要谦卑下来。
To help people, others, you actually have to humble yourself.
还要注意你说话的语气。
And you have to watch how you say it, the tone you use.
有时候我们讲话语气不对，那个效果就完全不对。
So if you use different words and tones, then the effect will be completely different.
比如说我说我很爱你啊。那意思就是说他的感觉我很恨你，很气你。
Actually, probably means that he hates me.
所以我们要用非常 nice 口气来向人来求。
And we should use a very nice way of pleading to people.
我们都有经验，如果你很和气的说，通常别人会愿意照着你的请求来做的。
And from the experience, if you say it nicely, people will normally obey.
比如说你在这个 grocery store 要 check out 的时候呢，你看到前面一个人一大堆东西，你只有几样，你跟他讲能不能让我到前面，他会让的。
And just like in going to check out lines, if you have a few things and that,The person in front of you has a lot. If you ask nicely, they probably let you pass.
如果他不让，一定是你语气不好。
If they don't, maybe you're not using us saying it nicely.
第三，我们需要磨合，就是把双方的优点都放共同点都放在一起。
And you will seek a agreement and putting the benefits of mutual benefits ahead.
阿尼西姆显然得罪了他的主人。
Apparently, Onesimus hurt his master.
所以腓力门有权把他丢到斗兽场去喂狮子的。
And Philemon may have the rights to throw him into an arena to be eaten by the beast.
但神的安排让他认识了保罗，信了耶稣。
But the provision and prepare by God to have him to get to know Paul and receive.
这样他们之间的关系就完全改变了。
And therefore, the relationships has completely changed.
本来是主人仆人，现在都变成弟兄姐妹。
The original relation of master and slaves now changing to brothers.
而且阿尼西姆他已经知道自己的错了。
And also Onesimus now knew his own fault.
所以他很愿意回去向他主人腓力门认错。
And he is willing to go back to his old master and repent.
你知道一个肯悔改的罪人比一个不用悔改的义人更得神的喜悦。
You know, the one who repents, a sinner who repents is more pleasing than those righteous person who not wanted to confess.
因为主耶稣来就是要叫人悔改能够归向神。
The purpose of Jesus coming is to have people to confess their sins.
如果我们都觉得我们好，我们不需要悔改，那我们就是不需要耶稣。
And if we think we are all righteous and good, we don't need Jesus.
当我们劝人和好的时候，我们要从双方的利益来看。
When we appeal to others, we have to look at from the mutual benefits.
如果腓力门他不接纳阿尼西姆，他就永远失去了这个奴仆。
And then if Philemon didn't accept back,Onesimus, and he will lose him forever.
如果他接受阿尼西姆，他不但是得回了一个弟兄，而且这个弟兄也会更效忠他。
And if he takes him back, he will actually gain a new brother, and then this new brother will serve him better.
但我们在做一个磨合的过程中，应当尊重对方的意见。
So when we plan for this agreement,We have to respect others' opinion.
接下去第十二节他说我现在打发他亲自回到你那里去。他是我心上的人。我本来有意将他留下在我为福音所受的捆锁中替你伺候我。但不知道你的意思我就不愿意这样行。叫你的善行不是出于勉强乃是出于甘心。保罗没有糊里糊涂地说哎呀你要忘记背后努力面前。
Now, Paul then says you have to forget the past and looking forward.
保罗说你要勇于面对你自己的错误，付出错误的代价。
And he was mentioning that you have to face what you did wrong in the past and pay for the price.
基督徒，我们认罪是必须要做的事。
And for Christians, we acknowledge our wrongdoing is what we need to do.
因为我们的天父是满有慈爱怜悯的神。
God is very loving and merciful.
有很多过去的错失已经不能再弥补。
And many, many wrongdoings cannot be healed.
但是我们肯认错的话，神原谅我们，对方也会原谅我们。
If we confess, God will forgive us and then people will forgive us.
但是不是过去就不用再付出代价。
But it's not whatever has passed, we don't need to pay for it.
应当有一个合理解决的方案。
There should be a reasonable resolution.
神为我们的罪也有一个解决的方案。
God has, because our sins, has a one way to resolve this.
就是他选择牺牲他自己的儿子耶稣基督。
He chose to sacrifice his own son, Jesus.
让他来担负你我的罪。
And to come here to die, redeem our sins.
连神都要付出罪恶，我们犯罪恶犯错的代价，那我们怎么能够不付呢？
Even God has to pay for our sins, and how come we are not paying our?
保罗他原来打算把阿尼西姆留下来照顾他自己，这个是将功折罪。
And then if Paul wanted to keep Onesimus to serve in the prison,
就好像他应当受腓尼门的服侍，但是由阿尼西姆来代替腓尼门服侍他。
As if that he was deserving to be served by Philemon through Onesimus.
但是他没有选择这样。
But he didn't choose to do so.
他不替对方来做决定。
He didn't want to make such decision for others.
因为他尊重腓尼门。
Because he respect Philemon.
如果阿尼西姆回去向腓尼门认错，腓尼门再派他去服侍保罗，那情况就不一样了。
If he go back and Philemon forgive Onesimus and to send him back to Paul, that would be a completely different story.
我们要尊重别人的主权。
We have to respect other people's.
孩子们长大了，他们到大学去，其实他们已经是大人了。
And like our children, when they leave home and go to college, they are grown-ups.
我们要放手，放手就是要尊重他们自己做决定。
We have to let them go and to respect they're making their own choices.
要不然你替他做了，他也未必会听从的。
And even though maybe if you did for them, they will not listen to you.
有的时候我们自己定出来一些和解的方案，希望对方接受。
Many times we come up with all some plans, a resolution, and asking, hoping others will accept our plans.
但是那一个错误的关系不但不能够化解，而反而双方都会生你的气。
And that will solve the problem and may even introduce more angers.
所以我们要懂得尊重别人。
So we have to understand how to respect others.
然后我们强调双方都可以得到益处。
And then we should emphasize that both will gain from this.
第十五节说，他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远的得到他，不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的弟兄。我在我实在是如此，在何况在你呢？这也不拘是按肉体说，是按主说。你若以为以我为同伴，就收纳他，如同收纳我一样。你看保罗这一步棋下的太厉害。
So this verses 15 to 17, this is a very excellent move by Paul.
那腓尼门真的是不得不照着保罗的建议。
And then Philemon must, and there is no other way not to follow his suggestion.
但保罗他没有说，你若是拒绝我的话，那你就等于拒绝神。
He didn't say that if you deny my request, you're denying God.
保罗还是凭着爱心来要求腓尼门。
And he was doing this in the name of love.
他是在教导腓尼门，当一个人他认错之后，我们要宽容他，接纳他。
And then he was teaching Philemon that when someone confess and repent, we should accept them.
因为他已经信了主，他的身份改变了。
Because he already accepted the Lord, his status has changed.
阿尼西姆已经是腓尼门的弟兄。
And Onesimus now is a brother to Philemon.
对于弟兄姐妹，我们应当 用手足之情来相待。
And then we should treat each other as a brothers.
那你说，哎，我是做老板的，开店的，啊，或者是我做主管的，那这样子我怎么管理啊？
And if you said, oh, I'm a manager, I'm a supervisor, how can I, managing people now?
保罗这里不是在谈管理，也不是在讲奴隶的制度。
And Paul is not here referring to the, way of management or the rules of slavery.
他在讲一个基本的人权。
And he's talking about basic human right.
就是我们每一个人在上帝的眼中看来都是平等的。
And that means in the eyes of God, we are all equal.
在神原来的设计中，我们所有的人都是弟兄姐妹。
In the original plan designed by God, we are all brothers and sisters.
但是因为人罪的缘故，所以我们就把人分成很多不同的等级。
Because man's sins, we classify people in different categories.
有的高，有的低，有的是主人，有的是奴隶。
Some higher, some lower, some are boss, some are servants.
只有在工作上我们有不同的职分，但是在本质上我们都是一样的。
Maybe in workplace we have different roles, but in principle we are all equal.
所以不论你是州长也好，你是美国总统也好，你进到这个教会里面来，你都是跟我们平起平坐，一样是弟兄。
No matter you're a governor or even the president, when you come in here, you're all like a brothers.
如果腓利门是存这样的心，他得回的不是一个奴隶，而是一个弟兄。
So if, Philemon had this, concept, he will gain back a brother, not a slave.
当然阿尼西姆也要尊重他的兄长。
And of course, Onesimus must respect his brother.
我们当中有一些开店做老板的，我知道做一个基督徒老板不容易。
I know some of you are the owners or business, and to be a boss is very difficult.
还有的是管理实验室的，你手下的人对你总是有埋怨的。
And then so many of you are supervisors in the lab, so people may always complain about.
但是不论是管理的或被管理的，在工作上我们有职分的区别。
Yeah, but no matter where you're the manager or the being the employee in the working place, you have different roles.
但是进到教会里面，我们都是弟兄姐妹。
And but once you enter to church, we're all equal brothers and sisters.
我们应当互相的尊重。
We should respect each other.
其实神的心意是叫我们达到双赢的局面。
And God's goal is to get the win-win situation.
就是我们都会感觉到自己得到了利益。
And then we all should feel that we have benefit from it.
过去十年我在神学院，两个神学院教的只有一门课程。
In the last 10 years, I've taught just one course in two seminaries.
就是教会领导中的冲突
and the conflict among the leaders in the church.
我不是说我自己的教会，我们的教会没有冲突。
And I'm not mentioning about our church. We don't have conflict.
我们有，但是至少我们没有分裂。
We do, but we haven't split.
但我就发现一个事实。
But I discover a fact.
就是每一个冲突其实都有双赢的结果。
And any conflict, there's a situation that can be a win-win situation.
你愿不愿意找出这个双赢而接受呢？
Are you willing to find this solution for a mutual win?
我们自愿来付出和好的代价。
We are willing to pay for the price of making peace.
第十八节那里说，你若亏负他或欠你什么，都归在我的账上，我必偿还。这是我保罗亲笔写的，我不用并不用对你说，连你自己也是亏欠于我。兄弟啊，望你使我在主里因你得快乐，并望你使我的心在基督里得畅快。我显现给你，深信你必顺服，知道你所要行的必过于我所说的。首先我们要了解，错误都是需要付出代价的。
Well, first, we have to understand all the mistakes we had to pay for it.
问题是谁付这个代价？
The question is, who is going to pay for it?
谁愿意情愿吃亏？
Who is going to take the loss?
主耶稣他就是选择了情愿吃亏。
Lord Jesus chose to take the loss.
他替我们付了这罪的代价。
He paid for us.
那我们说我们为主而活，我们怎么不愿意跟上来选择吃亏呢？
So when we said that we're going to live for Jesus, how come we cannot choose? We're going to take loss.
保罗说阿尼西姆所偷的东西我都愿意偿还。
And Paul says, Onesimus, whatever he took, I'll pay back.
从哥罗西跑到罗马需要很多的旅费，钱早就花光了。
And then when he traveled from Colossus to Rome, he already spent all his things.
但是保罗说，我愿意替他偿还。
And Paul says, I'm willing to pay for him.
如果亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们教会你每个人都愿意说，没关系，我来付。我告诉你，我们教会一定兴旺。
And if we said this, if every one of us says, no problem, we will pay for all this, and then we will thrive.
啊，好像有人来要水。
Just like people will come here ask for water.
你可以说，啊，不能啊，我只有半桶水啊。
And you can say, oh, I only have a half, gallon there.
Half of the
half of the, half the
container, half of the water. 但是你也可以说好啊，我还有半桶水。
But you can say, oh yeah, we still have a half cup, half containers of water.
水都一样，问题是你存怎样的心。
And this is the same amount of water, but it's depending what attitude do you have.
你说，哎呀，我没有时间，我照顾年幼的小孩都来不及了。
You can say, I don't have time. I have plenty of little ones to take care of.
或者你说，哎呀，我实在没有精力，我六十已经出头了。
And you can say, oh, I'm old and I'm over 60s.
那教会的服事谁来做？
And who else will be working, serving in the church?
今天主日崇拜之后，收一个垃圾，收一个垃圾，只有15分钟，我们都不愿意做，你还谈什么爱主爱人呢？
For clean up afterwards, for 15 minutes of service, if you cannot even do that, how can you claim that you can serve?
真正的牺牲就是看着别人的需要，如同看着自己的需要一样，甚至超过。
The true sacrifice is looking for other people's needs as of yours and even more.
保罗很客气地指出，他说，连你都是亏欠我，但我不追究，我希望大家都快乐。
And God's, the Paul was telling Philemon that you owe me, but I'm not going to talk about that.
我不晓得各位有没有注意到，最近我们每个月教会给各位提供的这一个我们财务的报单。
And I don't know if you noticed that we have this financial statements for monthly statements.
上个月就是十月份的报单啊，已经出来了。有多少人看过的举手看看。
How many of you take a look of the October report?
看过。这么少，你知道我们缺多少钱吗？我们已经赤字13万块钱，你晓得吗？
So、
你不知道。
We're short of 130,000.
我们这一年花了很多钱在建堂、支持巴拿巴等等。
We have been spending monies to, for the buildings and Barnabas ministry.
但是真正的奉献要奉献到你心痛，你才开始奉献了。
And the true offering is when you feel the pain when you offer.
如果我们这里有30个家庭，每一个人你把你 Apple 股票你卖掉20股30股，我告诉你这钱已经够了。
If we have 30 families and if you sell about 30 shares of Apple stocks, that will cover that.
要趁着年底可以报税以前，股票还没有掉下去，赶快卖掉，补上这个赤字啊。
So to cover the red, maybe it's before the year end, and then before the stock price dropped.
那你晓得明年可能这个股票就掉下来了。
Maybe.
我不是在讲这事，对不起啊。OK, 不用烦。最后我们所有的关系都应当系于信任这两个字。
So everything is actually trustworthy.
我们要了解圣经讲到相信其实就是指接受。
And in the Bible, we say you believe really means you accept.
有的人笑我们基督徒啊，都是阿 Q 精神啊。
Many people laugh at Christian to be
阿 Q, 我也不晓得怎么翻，就是说好事坏事你都感谢神赞美神。
And you take everything for granted.
不
no,、
no matter it's good matter or bad matter, always give thanks to God for it's good. 那、okay. 这个是因为他们不理解相信真正的意思。
And that probably means they don't really understand the true meaning of believing.
因为真正的相信就是接受。
The true believing is really accepting.
我们是相信神，是接受从神来给我们任何的东西跟遭遇。
And we accept, we believe, we really accept whatever God's gives us.
而这个接受具体的表达就是顺从。
And,The reaction that you have is to obey.
因为我们深知神的本质就是爱。
Because the essence of God is love.
他一定会把最好的给我们。
Because he's going to give us the best.
因此我们的信心就显出顺服来。
Therefore, our faith will act out as acceptance.
我们现在有没有你的妻子或丈夫坐在你旁边的
？If you have a spouse sitting next to you，
如果有的话，你现在就跟他讲说：“因为我爱你，所以我愿意顺服你。” Come on， 讲啊！因为我爱你，所以我愿意顺服你。
Tell him， tell her or him， 哎呦，
你不要随便乱讲嘛，你。是要跟你的配偶讲吗？
I obey you because I love you.
因为爱的缘故，所以我们愿意顺服。
For the sake of love, I'm willing to obey.
最后，保罗给大家一个问安。
And lastly, and Paul sent the greetings.
那没有时间，我们就不讲了。
So we'll skip this.
那这个让我们看到罗马的教会已经是相当成熟，有很多的同工。
And this is, through this, we know that the church in Rome already very mature, has many servants.
我们要尊重有爱心、有信心跟有恒心的人。
We have to respect those who have the loving heart, the faithful heart, and persistent heart.
不管是在教会里、教会爱、教会以外，我们都要为他们感谢。
And we have to offer them as our thanksgiving.
然后我们要做一个帮助人和好的人。
And we have to make one that can make peace with others.
那就是我们先要放下自己的身段。
And we have to lower our status.
我们要尊重对方，征求对方的意见。
We have to seek others' opinion.
然后我们要强调双方他们的好处共同点。
And we will emphasize, stress the benefit, mutual benefits.
然后自己我们愿意付出代价。
And then self, we have willing to pay for the price.
感恩节快到了。
Thanksgiving is coming.
我们可以做一些事情来表达我们的感谢。
We can do something to express our thankfulness.
因此我给你们留下功课。
So I give you lessons.
做三件事。
To do three things.
第一，给两位自己亲人以外的人写一封信，或者是送一份礼物。
Send two letters to not the relatives, other people to for a letter of thanksgiving and gift.
你可以给一个小的礼物，一张卡片给那些收垃圾的工人。
And you can give a small gifts or a card, say garbage collectors.
或者是邮差，或者是你的理发师，或者是店员，或者是邻居。
A postman, your barber and clerk, shop clerk.
做两件，做两个给人感谢的话。
And do two, say thanksgiving words.
然后给两位教会你的弟兄姐妹写一封感恩或者是劝慰的信。
And so like two brothers in the church and write a letter or card, of, encouragement.
Email 也可以，谢谢他们做教会的各项的工作。
And thanking them for their service in the church.
至于牧师，你不要写了哈，我已经够忙了，太多了，没时间看，也没时间回你哈，太麻烦了，不用，你写给其他的弟兄姐妹。
So write for others, don't send to pastor.
第三呢，给两位自己的亲人写一封感谢的信或卡片。
And、lastly, write two letters to your relatives in the letter of thanksgiving.
不管是你的配偶、父母或者是儿女、手足。
So your spouse, your parents, your children, and your siblings.
难不难？这个功课难不难？
Is that hard?
说难的请举手。哦，没人举手，大家都得做。有没有人说我不能做到？没有。好，我们过两个礼拜，我们来抽我们当中哈，请你来报告你做这六个信六这几件事情的结果。
So in 2 weeks, we will select people to report on their.
记住了哈，两个给亲人以外的，两个给教会弟兄姐妹，两个给亲人。
And so remember, 2 for outside church, 2 for church, and 2 for dear ones.
不愿意的站起来，没有人站起来，感谢主。
So if you didn't stand up, you're willing.
好，我们起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
谢谢恩主这样的爱我们，给我们百般的恩典。
Oh, thank you, dear Lord, that give us so much and so much blessing.
又赐给我们信心，让我们乐意地接受主你对我们的爱。
Give us a faithful heart to accept your love.
在这个感恩季节里，主啊，帮助我们做一个感恩的管道，也可以带给别人祝福。
In this season of Thanksgiving, use us as a channel to share your love.
让我们里面有一个感恩的意念，透过一种创新的表达来传递上帝的爱。
So we have a mind of thanksgiving and then to be creative and to express our thankfulness.
谢谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。